why they were proud of being the Redskins and how that was going to continue and la 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 yada yada. How he grew up, was a Redskin fan, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then yesterday was Bob Costas, halftime of the Cowboys game.
Yeah.
When they were playing the aforementioned Redskins. Redskins. And he went on to say the following about the Redskins. And the thing is, there are lots of arguments both ways. I'm all for tradition. I understand all that. But I think he made very succinctly the best point I've heard on any of this. So whether you feel one way or the other, just listen, be a little bit open-minded, and see what you think. And I want to get your thoughts as a guy who thinks the Redskins' nickname, because of the tradition, is okay.
Yeah.
Washington playing Dallas here tonight, it seems like an appropriate time to acknowledge the ongoing controversy about the name Redskins. Let's start here. There's no reason to believe that owner Daniel Snyder or any official or player from his team harbors animus toward Native Americans or wishes to disrespect them. This is undoubtedly also true of the vast majority of those who don't think twice about the long-standing moniker. And in fact, as best can be determined, even a majority of Native Americans say they are not offended. But having stipulated that, there's still a distinction to be made. Objections to names like Braves, Chiefs, Warriors, and the like strike many of us as political correctness run amok. These nicknames honor rather than demean. They're pretty much the same as Vikings, Patriots, or even Cowboys. And names like Blackhawks, Seminoles, and Chippewas, while potentially more problematic, can still be okay, provided the symbols are appropriately respectful. Which is where the Cleveland Indians, with the combination of their name and Chief Wahoo logo, have sometimes run into trouble. A number of teams, mostly in the college ranks, have changed their names in response to objections. The Stanford Cardinal and the Dartmouth Big Green were each once the Indians. The St. John's Redmen have become the Red Storm. And the Miami of Ohio Redskins, that's right, Redskins, are now the Red Hawks. Still, the NFL franchise that represents the nation's capital has maintained its name. But think for a moment about the term Redskins and how it truly differs from all the others. Ask yourself what the equivalent would be if directed toward African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, or members of any other ethnic group. When considered that way, Redskins can't possibly honor a heritage or a noble character trait, nor can it possibly be considered a neutral term. It's an insult, a slur, no matter how benign the present-day intent. It's fair to say that for a long time now, and certainly in 2013, no offense has been intended. But if you take a step back, isn't it clear to see how offense might legitimately be taken?
Couple things. First of all, one thing we've learned in this country is that just because it's been done that way for a long time doesn't make it okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's still okay to step back and go, wait a second, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that that's the end-all be-all, but that is one thing we have to keep in mind. And if my family was going to have a nickname in honor of it, and they called us the Hairy Skins because we're really furry, I would find that offensive. And it's far more benign than Redskin. So I thought Bob was very good in that. And I normally when he – as soon as I saw Bob Costas speaks out on the Redskins nickname, I'm like,
here we go.
But what if Hairy Skins is something that your family called yourselves because you were proud of it?
We're not proud of it.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You're a proud, hairy-skinned people.
I'm disgusted by it. In fact, they could call us the nose hairs. They could call us a lot of things. It's disgraceful.
Matt, were you inferring that the Indians called themselves Redskins?
Yes.
Huh. Well,
because somebody said it on feedback.
That doesn't make it true.
Well,
I've heard that before, though.
Yeah.
I'd
like to do a little more research. I mean, you can obviously comment as a derogatory.
He was negative. Saying definitively that it's a derogatory term,
right.
And that they didn't.
Well,
call
there are derogatory terms that certain ethnic groups use amongst their fellow members of their same ethnic group, and
right.
We all have agreed and come to terms with the fact that that term's not okay for everyone.
For everyone,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to see the origins. Who named them? Were they part Indian? I mean, were they okay with it?
Here's
was
my point.
Look, I mean, they're African American people for over centuries. In some cases have referred to themselves using a slur. That doesn't make that slur any more agreeable than it was when it was invented by whoever invented it.
That's my point. And so here's the other thing, too. What's the downside of changing? You look at, like, Miami of Ohio. They're the Red Hawks. I remember when St. John's changed to the Red Storm.
Arkansas State.
Exactly, and they bent. What's the negative? What's the downside? There isn't one, really. There's no negative to doing it.
Well, I mean, it just changes. I mean, it changes.
Don't you still want to beat Washington next year just as bad, even if they're the Washington
really.
Bozos or the Washington Capitals?
Not
or the,
really. I mean, it's the Redskins. When they bought Hail to the Chiefs, Hail to the Chiefs, Hail to the Redskins, I mean, that's their song that they play proudly at every Washington game. The reason why the Cowboys franchise exists is because the Redskins owner didn't want to vote for an expansion team, hence the Cowboys. So the Cowboys, gangster of a manager of a time, bought the rights to Hail to the Redskins, Hail to the Chiefs, and wouldn't allow them to play it at their Redskins games. He said, if you vote us in as an expansion team, I will sell you back the rights and you play your games. And he sold it back to him for $1, and the Cowboys were born. If they change the name, it changes that taste. You don't get the same feel of the 70s Cowboys, of when they were really going head-to-head, and the Joe Theismans. And
I would make an argument that Arkansas State's football program has never been more relevant.
Well, that's a lot different. That's the head coaches, and just because they got lucky with Malzahn, and that's a little bit different. The history of Arkansas State, I can't remember what their mascot was. Everyone knows about the Washington Redskins in the past
years. What do you think will happen?
I think it'll change.
I do, too.
I think it'll change because it's 2013 and the world is changing and evolving. And I'm not against it. I'm not proposing the fact that I agree with the derogatory term if it is one. But if there is history saying that it's not just, in fact, one of these racial slurs, and the guy back in the 50s who named it was a half of an Indian, and he was like, heck yeah, Redskins. If that's the case, then there's going to be a little more of an argument. But if it is, I mean, I just don't see back. It's different. We can call it like it is, the politics, the African-American slurs, the different slurs. It's a little bit different feel with the Redskins. It's a successful program. It's not a negative thing for them. But if someone wants to raise Cain about it, they can, because they're technically right about the – I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough. If Matt says someone came in and said that they should be – you know.
I think you made a good, you know, logical – that was a good logical thought process on why to keep it. But I think at the end, we all agree it's going to change.
And I agree. I mean, I think it will.
You know, I just don't see the need
that was interesting.
For naming athletic programs or sports clubs after ethnic groups at all. I mean, you could even take this further to Notre Dame.
Yes.
The idea of a fighting Irishman might not necessarily be the best image for Irish people.
Irish.
But this, you don't hear this about Notre Dame.
No, but
ever.
Exactly right.
But I promise you, if they'd called him the drunken Irishman initially, they would have changed the name by now.
That's a very good point.
Here's the deal. At the end of the day, I think it's going to change, and I think you do too, and I think we all agree to that.
Yeah.
You're right too. Here's my thing. You got a lot of them that are on the edge, a lot of nicknames that are on the edge, and nobody in this country has adopted Liger as a nickname and mascot when it's just sitting there for the taking. One of the most fearsome animals on the planet.
It's pretty much the coolest animal on the planet.
Thank you very much, Napoleon, and no one has taken the Liger as a nickname and mascot. You want to talk about falling flat on your face with an opportunity like that.
Look, man, it'd be teams for years, back in the, you know, hundreds of years ago, 100 years ago, there were baseball teams in the minor leagues that had really derogatory names. And I even have I buy a t-shirt from this company called Ebbets Field Flannels, and they sell one about the Shenandoah Hungarian Rioters. Okay? I mean, I don't know if
it's an actual team or is that made up?
That was a real team at some point. I don't remember the year or this, or I don't know. I think it's Shenandoah, Pennsylvania. But
some of those old baseball clubs do have some great names or interesting names.
Some of them are great,
unique
like
names.
Hot Springs Bathers
offensive
and stuff
names.
Like that. But again, I don't see the need for naming athletic teams after ethnic groups. It
Here's my deal.
Sense.
I will personally put up my own money to start a live Liger program in the hopes of running a live Liger on the field for a game in the future, a la the Colorado Buffalo. It's something they couldn't pull off with the Razorback because the Razorback doesn't like to run on hot turf. That's something a Liger will have no problem with whatsoever. They love hot turf. I will personally put up the money for a live Liger program if the Redskins will change their name today.
You know what upsets me about it the most?
Liger.
You see the players as individuals. Take baseball, for example. You see them start out with a career, and they play 10 years of the career. They win a World Series, or a player wins a Super Bowl with the team, and he's there 8 years. And in their career, they go to from Dallas to Cleveland to San Diego to Minnesota, and you kind of lose a little, not respect for them, but you lose loyalty for them. You don't really follow them. You're like, you're not the same player that I once loved and respected as a Dallas Cowboy. Now you went and played for the Redskins, and I know it's a business, And
I mean, they're making a living. They're trying to squeeze
but
as much money as they possibly can out of that body. And
they're individuals. Exactly. And they're individuals. Now, if we just go and start changing names, whether the reasons be right or not, I think it will. I mean, I agree that I think the name's going to change. But I think a lot of people are going to lose fan base in Washington because of it.
I think we all agree that the Chiefs nickname is not going to change anytime soon. Even Bob Costas is with it on this one. And by the way, congratulations. They are now still undefeated, 6-0.
Yeah, they look
great.
Best
start in ages. And they also have the loudest stadium in the National Football League ever. 137.5 decibels,
wow.
A Guinness World Record during the victory. In fact, breaking one set by the Seahawks last month of 136.6. And you're talking about two of the great environments, at least I'm told.
Yeah.
I've never been to Seattle, but I'm told it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. They love their sports fans.
I'd like to go to a game in the near future out there because it looks like a great setup. Plus, mm-hmm. Seattle's a cool town. Mm-hmm. I have been to Arrowhead before, though, and it is spectacular. Pretty cool. Got to take a time out. We'll come back, and we will hear from Mitch Mustain at the podium.